And welcome into a new episode of American Ag Today, produced by the American Ag Radio Network. I'm your host, Jesse Allen. Thanks for joining us here today. Well, we're going to take a look at a couple news headlines, but first we're going to head back to Commodity Classic. That was a few weeks ago back in Houston, Texas, and I had an opportunity to talk with Mark Hubler from BASF during their BASF Media Day, and I want to listen into that conversation right now to kick off today's American Ag Today. Joining us now here at Commodity Classic, Mark Hubler, Northern Region Agronomy Lead for BASF. Mark, great to catch up with you here at Commodity Classic. Just wrapped up your guys' annual Science Behind event and talking soybeans, a lot of interesting stuff that you guys shared with folks in attendance here. Let's talk seed selection. That's kind of one of the big points you guys really drove home here that you're talking to farmers about this year, isn't it?
Absolutely, Jesse. Yeah, we're excited about soybeans. I like to kind of joke that we're not distracted by corn at BASF, so we're very focused on soybeans and soybean production. We feel like one of the most important, or the most important decision that farmers make is which variety to plant, right? And so that's really kind of where our efforts are in research and development and management is that seed selection is so critical for success.
Well, it's critical because obviously our fields, every field's different. We have a lot of different disease pressures and pest pressures out there. I think of SCN, for instance, is such a big talking point. So making sure you select the right variety for your field, your operation, that's really at the heart of it, isn't it, Mark?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and one of the things I described earlier in the event was really where yield comes from, right? We call it the yield triangle. So it's genetics, it's environment, and it's management. And so, you know, of all of those things that farmers can control, not a lot they can do about the environment. However, when we know not just what the weather's going to be like or how wet or dry it's going to be, but true attributes of influence that a field environment has, that's where we're starting to see some step changes in yield in soybeans.
Well, I know, too, you guys do obviously a lot of testing at BASF that really goes into the different products you guys bring to farmers. So talk about some of the testing that you guys have been going through lately.
Yeah, so we're really excited about our testing program at BASF. Really, you know, from Delaware to the Dakotas, that's where we're testing soybeans, primarily focused in that Midwest region. One of the exciting things that we see year on year with our testing program is really trying to find and refine placement of the variety and management of the variety. And so, you know, we talked about seed selection being so important. The other component is management. And some of the things that we're looking at from a management standpoint, obviously, is planting date. That's a really key contributor, I think, to soybean yield. And one I think farmers can spend a little more attention to and maybe not waiting until after their corn is in the ground to plant their soybeans. We've seen step change yields with earlier planting soybeans. And so really encourage farmers to look at planting earlier and also making sure they're maximizing their plant population. So not all soybeans are the same. Soybeans have different personalities. We know exactly what population can best optimize yield depending on what variety it is. And so I really encourage farmers to talk to their retailer, talk to their BASF personnel person to understand not only what variety to plant, where to plant it, but how to manage it.
Well, and to speak into the management side as well, I know you guys are rolling out a lot of different digital tools. We've seen that evolution here, you know, really explode in the last 5 years or so of all the different things that growers, all the data that they can harness on their operation, in their fields, and BASF, you guys have some solutions for that as well, don't you, Mark?
We do, and that's one thing we're excited about for this year and years to come is incorporating some of the research that we're doing on farm today into decision-making tools in the future. And so we're launching Xarvio Field Manager in the U.S. A component of Xarvio Field Manager is going to be Xarvio Seed Select. And that'll kind of bring all that data together that we talked about, all the attributes of influence that a particular field has, and pairing that up with which variety would be best for that acre. And so that's where you really hit the sweet spot is when you can match the variety to the right acre. We really see where it can go wrong, where you plant the wrong variety, and it's significant.
Well, Mark, great insights. Really appreciate the time. Thanks for joining us here at Commodity Classic this year, and we'll look forward to talking again more in the future.
Thanks, Jesse.
Once again, Mark Hubler with BASF talked with him a few months back at Commodity Classic in Houston, Texas. Well, biosecurity is top of mind after recent cases of highly pathogenic avian influenza in dairy cattle. Dr. Rosalind Biggs, a beef cattle specialist with Oklahoma State University, says the HPAI cases underscore a need for vigilance in protecting cattle from wildlife.
We want to take a look at that because it's not just a concern from waterfowl and avian influenza. We have wildlife species right here in Oklahoma and certainly in this region of the United States. Take feral hogs, for example. They're a great opportunity, unfortunately, to expose our domestic species to things like leptospirosis. They're also well known to carry diseases like swine brucellosis and pseudorabies as well. And so we just want producers to think logically and take a moment to consider opportunities to improve biosecurity and prevent those wildlife, domestic livestock interactions. Simple things like making sure that if we've got feed that we don't inadvertently create habitat that's ideal for those wildlife species to set up shop.
She talks about ways to enhance biosecurity.
Designate a biosecurity manager. Get in connection with your veterinarian and talk about what's the risk assessment to our operation. Where could we have disease that would potentially enter our operation? And then develop a plan, put it down in writing and review it. Make sure everybody on the operation is familiar with it and that we're following those procedures. It's also a good time, particularly as we see additional diseases that maybe we haven't been exposed to before or are developing, that biosecurity managers stay in tune with what's going on and make sure they maintain that relationship with the veterinarian.
And once again, that's Dr. Rosalind Biggs of Oklahoma State University. And finally, here on American Ag Today, USDA Undersecretary for Trade and Foreign Ag Affairs Alexis Taylor will lead an agribusiness trade mission to Colombia on August 13th through the 15th. USDA is now accepting applications from current and potential U.S. exporters who have interest in joining the delegation. Now, Colombia enjoys highly favorable demographics coupled with 20 years of continuous economic growth, according to Taylor, as the second most populous country in South America. Now, Colombia is the largest South American market for U.S. ag products and the seventh largest market for U.S. food and beverage exports globally. Since the U.S.-Colombia Trade Promotion Agreement was implemented in 2012, U.S. ag exports to the country have grown 237%, reaching a record $3.7 billion in 2023. That is going to do it for this episode of American Ag Today, produced by the American Ag Radio Network. I'm your host, Jesse Allen, wishing you a great rest of your day.